Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to get away. I want to fly away.
53 past the hour now. Time for us to check travel news with Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com. The Frommers travel guides are there. They move more consumer information, helping people like you make travel arrangements and making you aware of what's going on in the travel world. I noticed, I came across something, Pauline, this week that was billed as pre-boarding trips for parents and children. Make sure you tell the reservations agent when you book the flight that it's for an unaccompanied minor. Don't wait till you get to the check-in counter, especially if it's a plane change sort of thing. Did you find that to be the case? Have you ever said your children out and about on their own?
I got to be honest, I never have. It makes me nervous because there have been too many cases, to my mind, where the kids are not taken care of.
Get lost,
and
yeah.
And they get charged extra, the parents do, because there's supposed to be an adult with them at all times, a steward. But as we've seen in the past, sometimes that doesn't happen. Right. So it's not something I do.
No. It also says in here, send along favorite snacks, send along earphone-style media players. A lot of these, of course, they don't serve meals now. But if you send along something that's child-friendly, that'll be there. Don't rush the experience. Give them plenty of time. Make sure that your child has a proof of, right, a birth certificate, a proof of, you know, probably
of who they are. There are certain airlines that will not allow unaccompanied minors to take a flight that requires changing planes. They'll only let them on direct flights. This happened at my child's camp this summer. There were some kids who were booked on trips, and then at the last minute, the airline called the parents, and the parents were frantic. These were 13-year-old kids, so they weren't little ones.
Right.
But because of this, the parents had to buy a ticket at the last month, and boy, oh boy, is that always expensive.
Yep.
Speaking of which, have you heard? Priceline has gotten rid of its name-your-own-price feature for airfares.
I wondered about that. Why would they do that?
It's never been that popular because you could get routed through Timbuktu.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like hotels and cars where there's less risk, but I think it's because airfares simply aren't as volatile as they used to be. It used to be you would get one ticket for $40 from an airline, and the other airline would be charging $80 for it. They're all kind of charging the same prices, and I think that's because they're making most of their money on those darn extra fees that they charge. So they don't have to undercut the competition. They don't have to throw these last-minute sales.
Well,
it's more important than ever to read the fine print, know what your ultimate ticket price is going
to
be.
When you used to actually have a travel agent and you could figure things out and talk to somebody, there was the old hidden cities concept that I used to use all the time, frankly. I wonder whether you did or you ever talked about it. It was something travel agents didn't like to talk about. But if you're a good customer, for example, if you want to go to Cleveland, you get and it's $300. But if you want to fly to Cincinnati through Cleveland, it's $130. So you just go to Cleveland, throw the rest of the ticket away, and get off the plane. That was what we used to do.
Well, the airlines are on to you. They've actually started charging more on those types of routings, unfortunately.
Yep. All right. Other new developments in travel, hotels and the robot concierge. Now, how in the heck does that work?
Well, you show up, you call for a newspaper in your room or a toothbrush or whatever, and a robot delivers it. You go down to the lobby, you ask for reservations at a nearby restaurant or recommendations, and a robot gives them to you. They also, at the Aloft hotels, they are looking at rooms where everything is controlled by your voice.
Really?
So you're lying in bed, it's too hot, you say, I want the temperature to be 66 degrees, and boom, the air conditioner turns on.
Wow.
I want the windows to be closed, bango, it happens.
Wow.
It's kind of cool.
So they're just putting Siri in all the rooms, or Alexa, and thermostats, You can do this in your home.
I hope they have
now,
a better voice.
Cool.
But yeah.
Oh, my God.
Very cool.
It's where everything's going. Automation. No more human beings. No jobs for anybody. We're all going to have to be on the dole. All right. Thank you.
Who's going to build the robots?
Yeah, right. Somebody from that asteroid out in space. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide. Great place to go to get travel information. Just heard proof of that here. 59 past the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.